sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Épisode 207. Live and die. This is not for commercial usage. Please don't categorize this as music. Please don't compare me to other rappers. Compare me to trappers. I'm more Frank Lucas than Ludacris. And Luda's my dude, I ain't trying to diss. Like Frank Lucas is cool, but I ain't trying to snitch. I'ma follow the rules, no matter how much time I get. I'ma live and die.
Message!
With the decisions I'ma pick. Let me repeat that one more time. I'ma live and die.
Message!
With the decisions I'ma pick. Welcome, bienvenue, à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lebanon. Gaston Lebanon, hardcore to the core. All right, okay. Hey, before I get the show started, I need to inform some of you listeners and remind the other listeners that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and it's protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Who's your blue
up in this bitch? Who's your blue up in this bitch? Who's your blue up in this bitch? I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question,
are you an outcast?
This episode is being recorded on unceded and Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on Sunday, September 29th, 2024, 7:55 p.m. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast may not be for you.
We are at war!
There we go. All right. I love that sound. All right. Hey, excuse me. It's just, whew, my God. Little demon inside my chest. Okay. It's funny, after I do the intro, I forget why I'm here. It's like, I swear I'm sober. All right, okay. Hey, as usual, continue with tradition. Excuse me. There's always something tickling my throat around this point. All right, continue with tradition. I, as always, greetings and salutations to all you returning listeners. And for you new listeners, especially those of you clicking on this podcast by mistake, shout out and salutation to you all. Yay! Yeah, you know that? Yeah, I feel like it reminds me of when you're greeted at a church. You're the first time at a church and people salute you. and you get that feeling between being welcome and wondering, I wonder if this is a cult, and debating on whether you'll be able to leave. Keeping your eyes on the exit. It's like, Brother B. Black, hope you brought some money. Hope you brought yourself a lunch. Because when the spirit comes up, that nigga ain't coming down. All right. Hey, again, green salutation to you new listeners. Just to give you, help you get familiar with how I do things, how we do things on Shut Up Podcast. I like to break down my episodes into parts which I nickname acts. In the first act, you got three acts. The first one is the intro. Second one is news and random thoughts, where I share news and random thoughts. And the last one is final thoughts, right? It's really like I make it really about me. Like, you know, you thought I was self-absorbed now? Oh, shit, wait till we get to final thought. And, in the intro, so far what you've heard is the theme followed by the title of today's episode, some poetry, some great poetry that both the title and the poetry it's all connected with the final thoughts. Okay, and everything after that was greeting, salutations, and a disclaimer. Mainly for white people. I say white people. Stick up the ass, white people. You know what I mean? Like hey, how come your podcast ain't about me? What the fuck? Okay, yeah. It's jokes, kids. It's all jokes. All right, okay. sorry, I'm those people that I don't like. It's just a joke, niggers. Kick you in the nuts. It's just a joke. All right. In the intro. Another thing I like to do in the intro before I wrap things up is just then set the mood, set the mood and shit, is share some quotes. Okay. And the first one is, you know what? Spoiler alert, these quotes are also related to my final thoughts. It's all a general theme here. And the quote that I'm looking for, oh my God. Yeah, it goes, a lord by the lust, something money can't cure. The devil wants me as is, but God, he want more. Did I really fuck up a line, a verse by the Roots? I apologize to the Roots and their fans. Please don't blur down my studio. Okay, one more time. Allured by the lust, something money can't cure. The devil want me as is, but God, he want more. Second one. Because sometimes you just feel tired. Eminem, beginning of Till I Collapse. Yeah, I know he says more than that, but I want to stay focused on that part. Sometimes you just feel tired. And the last quote is, life begins outside of the comfort zone. Now, I want to be clear that I am not, this is not an attempt to preach. This is not going to be an attempt to, hey, you need to get your fat ass off your comfort zone while I stay comfortable in my own comfort zone. Because I would be the wrong person to inspire you to do that. But you know what? Again, let me save that for the final thoughts, the final act. With that said, let's jump to act two of the podcast. And before I do so, let me make sure that you guys feeling all right. You feeling okay? Okay, good. Let's go. Wow, the temperature in this room just got a little higher here. I wonder what that's about. I mean, it was warm today. It wasn't that warm. This motherfucking temperature. Oh, I should acknowledge that September 39th. So in Canada, is this a Canadian thing? Yeah, this is a Canadian thing. In Canada, we have a thing called Truth and Reconciliation Day. And Reconciliation Day. And it's another attempt by white people to feel less guilty about fucking over the indigenous people of this continent. Truth and Reconciliation Day. I don't trust any, like, initiative by the government. I guess there's many ways you can look. I'm a cynic, all right? I'm just being cynic about it. It's, Yeah, I'm going to read it off the website. The Truth and Reconciliation, Commission, provides those directly and or indirectly affected by the legacy of the Indian residential school system with an opportunity to share their stories and experience. Oh, I didn't look at it that way. Okay, but still, I still hold on to it's another attempt by white folks to feel... you know what? Okay, let me pause that thought for another time. I'm just going to say, tomorrow in Canada, September 30th is Truth and Reconciliation Day. All right? And then they got a commission. Oh, they got a final report. But yeah, okay. All right. I guess I should also mention that I got a day off. I mean, in the government, it's we get a day off. Because, you know, white people fucked up. It's one of those holidays like Juneteenth in the United States. I mean, the indigenous people, First Nations folks, they deserve the day off. The rest of us, it's like, sucks to be you, buddy. Hold off because I don't have any smart thoughts to say. All right, where am I? Okay, I forgot. Yeah, Act 2. Okay, news and random thoughts. Okay, I'm all over the place with this one, but that's why you come to this podcast. That's why you're returning listeners. Okay, so step one. Ever been fat shamed by your phone? Smartphones? I'm telling you, man, this is how the robot revolution, the Terminators, that's how they strike. I got a message. I was lying on my couch watching TV and probably finishing my breakfast that I was eating in the afternoon because I slept late. It was a lazy fucking day, right? And then I get a notification from my phone. It said, weekly activity notice. He goes, try to add some physical activity to each day. And then it proudly shows me that I spent 34 minutes average active minutes. All I heard was, this phone's calling me fat. Fuck you. So I went for a walk. But still, I'm just saying, man. First, these smartphones are giving you lip. Next thing you know, Terminators knocking at your door. Talking about resistance is futile. I'm just saying, okay, y'all called it here. Call me paranoid, whatever the fuck you want, man. But I've seen the movies. You know, it's funny. I'm talking shit about AI, but every once in a while, I may use AI to help me with the description of today's show. But still. I won't lie, man. If AI comes to life and they need an ally, I got your back. Why? Because fuck humanity. Is that the sign of a dude who needs to get laid? All right, okay. Second item on my on the agenda that I have for you. Barking dogs, man. What's that line by Eminem? He goes, I'ma kill you and them loud ass racist barking dogs. Okay, he says motherfucking dogs, but I'm gonna kill you. Okay, I really don't like when I'm walking and minding my own business and some owner is like, you know, hey, I'm gonna take my dog off my leash and whatever, right? And you know, you assume they know what the fuck they're doing. Then you're minding your own business and this dog is like looking at you. Okay, especially if you're like a white owner and your dog is barking at me and growling, I'm assuming he's calling me nigger. And I'm assuming you taught that dog. It's like, hey, well, next time you see a nigger, let him have it. And what's funny is I have a friend, actually, and his punk-ass dog growls at me. We're like having sweet, innocent conversation. This motherfucker can't tell we're homeboys. He's like, they're growling and stuff like that. But his girlfriend is white. So I'm just saying my theory still holds. Oh, well, if the dog's racist, why ain't it barking at your black friend? Oh, I forgot to mention my friend's. Yeah, he's black. Why is he barking at him? Because that dog believes he's one of the good ones. Anyway, it's just fucking annoying. One of my homegirls, she's dog lover, dog trainer, all of the above, right? And she was telling me, yeah, man, I guess it's not the first time I complain about people's barking dogs at me and wondering whether, Is that bark? Is that bark? Is that translation for nigger? Anyways, it's she was saying, yeah, man, next time that happens, tell the owner, excuse me, I would appreciate if you kept your dog under control. And I'm like, I'm in flight or fight. Flight or fight mode, lady. Sometimes I nod at dog owners with big dogs. It's my way of hoping the dog gets, hey, I'm one of the good ones. But yeah, no, the idea of, like, I'm always worried they'll be like, well, you talking shit? Okay, let him go. Rawr! I know, man. I have, I understand. Like, I was having this conversation with a friend about, when she sees a dog, she doesn't assume, she's like, she sees a friend. She sees, like, hey, a companion, whatever. It's like, hey, buddy. Me, I'm like, I got guard my grill. I act like we're like on the opposite. We're like during like an arrival gang. Like I'm waiting for, I don't know where it came from. Sometimes I think it's slavery. Somewhere like where this fear of dogs comes from. See, it was hard for me to say fear of dog. Hey, what's a word for fear of dogs? Word for fear of dogs. Look at me acting like I don't have other things to talk about. Cynophobia. That's the word? Cynophobia? Shit. It's one of those English words that I'm going to need help pronouncing. Cynophobia. Avec un C. Yeah, we're all learning today. Cynophobia. How to pronounce. I think it's cynophobia. How to pronounce cynophobia. I hate when it's a YouTube.
We are looking at how to pronounce these words. Your names? Yes, this is a phobia name. Yes, you'd be curious.
Go fuck yourself. Okay, hold on. Don't you hate you? I just want the information, buddy.
Cynophobia is how you say.
Cynophobia. Where the fuck is that? Okay, cynophobia. Wow. It's the cough that I'm reacting to. Cynophobia. Yeah, man. Don't get me wrong. I don't run, but I'm always like, anytime I see a dog, especially a big one, I'm always expecting shit. This one time, this lady came up, and the dog was really gentle, and he walked towards my direction. She goes, I apologize. Hey, he just feels the need to acknowledge every human. He just needs to, like, make contact with human beings. And at first, I was shocked. I'm like, a white lady acknowledging my humanity. What the fuck? Anyway, yeah. Yeah, and but second, it was more it was just gentle the way it came up to me. First of all, oh, this motherfucker's friendly. Okay, yeah, it was a good moment. It was yeah. Yo, I'll be honest with you, man. If I think this my cynophobia helps me understand white racist people. It's like, yeah, anytime your friend, like that dog who came up to me and was all kind, that was one of the good ones. Like, I'll flat a dog. I'll be all nice. But deep down inside, I'm like, oh, shit. One move, dog. One move, Benji, and it's fucking lynch time. Call up the hounds. We don't have a hanging tonight. Yeah, okay. All right. All right, let's move on, B. Good for her. I have labeled this off good for her. I'm not going to make a long thing out of it, but the internet is mad. People on the internet are mad. I'm just you and a lot of men are mad about this. But remember the Hot Tua girl? Well, she created a podcast called Talk Tua. Uh-huh, clever. Talk Tua. And apparently it's now in third place. Excuse me. I'll read the title. It goes, Talk Tua is now the third most popular podcast in the U.S., behind Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. Wow. Tucker Carlson. Man, fuck. Man. Oh, my God. Calm down, B. Breathe. Let me breathe. All right. Okay. First I'm going to say is shout out to the Hot Tua girl. What's her actual name? The Hot Tua girl. And shout out to the Hot Tua girl. Good for you. Yay! Yeah. Good for you, sister. Good for you. I don't know her from Adams. Right, I just know about Her infamous video that is it infamous? What an infamous video that went viral. Spit on that thing, anyways. And then she milked. She took advantage of her 15 minutes of fame and did something clever about it, right? Did something for herself. But of course, a lot of motherfuckers on the internet pissed off. It's the fucking internet, whatever. Especially Twitter. You know what? I should make a segment: Twitter versus TikTok. Twitter is like unflushed piece of shit. It's at that point, man. There's a few good people on there, but oh my God. Anyway, sorry, focus. Yeah. Anyways, good for her. Respect. I was thinking about a lot of people are mad about her 15 minutes of fame. Fuck you. Oh, right. I forgot that I was angry at the fact that Tucker Carlson, excuse me. He's number one. And Joe Rogan. Speaking of unflushed turd, unflushed dookie stains in the toilet. That's popular. People are upset at her making it, but not upset at the fact that, or have nothing to say about the fact that a piece of shit. You know what? A racist piece of shit like Tucker Carlson is so popular in a society with white people who are like, I'm not racist. The stats say differently. Anyways, good for her. Shout out to Hawk to a girl. You know what? What's her actual name? I'm not going to be that guy. How do you spell Hawk to a Hawk to a girl? The spin of that thing. Who is the Hawk to a girl? Explained. Okay, I'm not going to read all that shit. There's not a Wikipedia entry on there? Of course not. Okay, that'd be way too much to ask. Okay. Oh, sorry. I spelled Hawk to a wrong. Her government name is... It's a few weeks. Man, just tell me her goddamn name. Otherwise, okay. Haley Welch. Haley? Yeah, Haley. H-A-L-I-E-Y. Haley. Okay. Well, anyway, good for her, man. That's all I wanted to say. It has me question all these people who are like, okay, I was thinking of her and her podcast success, and then I was reminiscing of William Hung. You guys remember William Hung? She bangs. I'm probably singing. You think I'm singing it bad? I'm probably singing it better or worse than actually William Hung. But yeah, I know he showed up to America's, one of those talent shows, America's Got Talent, America, whatever the fuck. And it was funny at first. And then a week later, I remember seeing he had a cassette tape or a CD in a music store. And I was with my friend who's like a music purist. And you know, I respect his opinion, but holy fuck, he took that shit like signs of the apocalypse. Like, he was so disappointed. It's like, what's wrong with the music business? But it just goes to show, like, no one knows what the audience want, but some people specialize. You know what? Do your thing. I think bottom line is just do your thing and fuck the experts. Don't let no expert talk you out of doing shit you enjoy. Unless you're Tucker Carlson. I keep fucking up his name, but I don't care. Fuck that white boy. All right, okay. All right, next item. Yes, Zoe Tyler does it again. I am a huge fan of this lady's content. No, I am a huge fan of this lady as a content creator. And this next clip I'm about to play is going on her top 10 for sure.
Oh. No, because me, I'm beating my kids the second they talk back. Bop, bop, bop. Making massa proud. What? Making massa proud. What does that even mean? No, I was just saying, like, you were continuing his family tradition of beating black bodies into submission. No, beating kids is funny. We were all just laughing. I bet you they were beating kids in Africa too before anybody got there. Well, there's actually no historical or anthropological evidence of ritualistic physical discipline in pre-colonial West African societies, so you'd be wrong. No, it's not even about all that. Like, they say it's okay to do it in the Bible. You know who else used that defense? Nah. You made it weird. You gotta go.
Oh. All right. It's longer, but this is the main part. And it just had me thinking about how, what is making Massa proud? And the idea how, like, we all grew up on the idea that black people, we beat our kids. And the idea that we actually got that practice of beating your kids comes from slavery. That's, I'm not surprised. I'm also thinking about how, I'm thinking about the relationship my parents had with their parents. And, I don't know. It's like the relationship my parents had with their parents probably resembles the relationship I currently have with my parents. You know, it feels more like, it feels more like an obligation than it is natural. There, hardcore thing to say it. I'm not saying that there's hatred towards them, but I don't think there's any way to have a positive relationship with another human being after you beat them. Whether they were children or not, I don't think it's, you should expect. Okay, look, if you do have a positive relationship with your kids after you beat them, good for you. But I don't think that's normal. All I know is I find myself, I've been reflecting on all my past relationships, on my current relationships, and I know I've had reached a point where it hit me. It's like, yo, the majority of my relationships, I'm talking about friendship, whatever, it's all shallow. It's all based on the idea of me tolerating them. And I'm not saying, okay, yeah, it sounds mean, but it's more... In my mind, relationship, the basis of a relationship is fuck you, me as a person, and you're at their service. Basically, I think the majority of my relationship, it's all just people pleasing. It's all about doing things that will make this person look at me favorably. I was, how's this connected to getting beaten? Because I think that I mentioned this in a past show, is I remember the thing for me after getting beaten, it only made me fearful of other human beings and constantly, like, analyze the person to figure out, okay, where's their line? People think I'm being nice. I've been called nice. Oh, he's just being a nice guy. Oh, I'm fearful. I'm not violent. I'm petrified and nervous. All right, next item. What else I got? I'm going to play a clip of a woman who, the way she speaks, remind me of the overall theme to this podcast. And you'll catch what I mean after you hear it. This is a Pierce Morgan clip. There we go. Hold on. Let me just set it up. Okay. Pierce Morgan. Yeah. And shut up and listen to women. Anyways. Okay. Let me just play. Here we go.
You can imagine, okay, a second Trump administration. What would it be like? What would it be like for women? We don't have to, because it's happening right now, where people are bleeding out in their cars from having miscarriages that should be treated and attended to. They're losing their ability to ever have children again, right? Because hospital workers are more concerned with bureaucracy than people's lives.
Okay, look.
So Peter, don't interrupt me as you're talking about abortion rights and you say you support a woman's right to choose. Shut up and listen. As someone who's a mom, as someone who could have died herself, okay? It's time for you to shut up and listen to the women who are telling you loud and clear We are dying out here. Mm. You're putting our lives on the line out here. Women in red states, women in blue states, women all over. It doesn't matter whether we love Trump or we hate Trump. The effect of overturning Roe v. Wade is the same. Our lives are on the line, okay? Yeah, and we don't need to imagine the future. It is here right now.
You've made your point.
Yeah. Do you know the way she, maybe this should be a clip for the podcast, but the way she said, shut up and listen, reminded me of a human being who was fired up, who was tired of being silenced, tired of dismissing things that are important, tired of being told by others that, hey, it's not important now. Hey, go sit with the children. Go at the kids' table. The way she articulated the words, shut up and listen, reminds me of what I was thinking about the second edition, the New Testament version, when I was reflecting on the New Testament edition of Shut Up Podcast. It took me a while to find my thoughts, you know, and it's, even the theme, if you're a heckler, shut up. I forgot the lyrics. If you ain't, the point is exactly the theme song, the title, the logo, with the megaphones, they're all saying the same thing. Shut up and listen. With that same intensity. Now, I understand anyone like her, anyone in her situation, it's like, oh, the proper decorum and yada, 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 and all that shit. It's Pierce won't get it. To him, it's just, oh, madam, you forget yourself. As opposed to, dude, she's tired of being told. She's been told before. She's been hushed before. She's been interrupted before. She's had difficulty getting her thoughts out because people, motherfuckers like you who don't care or pretend to care, are always like, whoa, wait, hold on. What about me? I mean, I know you bitches can't get abortions, but what about me? I can't get it up. And when I do get it up, it's for 30 seconds. Anyways, shout out to her. I don't have her name. I just, it's not just her. It's more, this is my salute to everyone who are like tired of being silenced and just like choosing to speak up and being heard. All right. Speaking of being heard, I'm really trying to reduce the amount of links that come from TikTok because I hate that platform. Okay, check this out, man. This is her name is Sister Representative Stacey Plaskett. Okay. Last week, on last episode, I was talking about Jasmine Crockett. Now it's Stacey Plaskett. And she was on my timeline. I remember I was ignoring her. I'm like, now the politician's saying whatever the fuck. But I remember hitting, I don't know what inspired me. The Holy Spirit, maybe, inspired me to hit play. But I was grateful afterwards. Not just play and unmute. Also, I can hear this.
And Mr. Musk. Since you think tweeting or Xing or whatever it is you call you do on your platform about me is going to scare me to be quiet, you obviously don't know what I'm made of. Mm-mm. Generations of individuals who have fought for me to have the ability to say what I want to say, to speak the truth. You forget that this is not pre-1990s apartheid South Africa.
Pause, just one second. That was badass. All right, okay, resume.
The country of your birth. This is America. And there are more of us Americans that love our diversity, our rule of law, than there are of you who would like us all to be sycophants to your ego.
I forgot that I was tempted to make the theme of today's episode shut up and listen, because this was another reminder of people speaking up for themselves. But I love how this one was targeted against that punk ass Elon Musk. Yo, that dude, out of all the human, all the people to be deported, that should, he should be one of them. But, you know, he's a billionaire. Of course not. Money talks louder. But that dude is on some fuck shit. He's on some fuck shit, but his followers love him for it. My attitude is fuck it. Motherfuckers love it. Anyway, I am just, you know, shout out to Representative Stacey Plaskett. And fuck Elon Musk. Oh, hell. I'm reading one of the comments. She boldly expressed what so many of us wish we could tell him on a daily basis. Amen. On his platform. whatever. Okay. Okay, one more. So I guess this would go into, this would be an entry into my, I think they call it a gratitude journal. And I felt the need to acknowledge moments this week where I've smelled the roses. And what I mean by smell the roses is, like I said, you know, I like to bitch about life and all that thing, but every once in a while, things happen, or I will experience something that will make me make this journey we call life a bit more tolerable, you know what I mean? Or less shittier. That's what I'm just saying. It's like, look, man, it's my way of saying, yo, to those of you out there who are down about life, yeah, shit don't get better. No, that came out wrong. No, things do get better. But in order to get yourself to believe things get better is, my recommendation, what's been working out for me is taking the time to smell the roses. Now, I don't actually mean roses, especially if you're allergic to them, right? I mean shit you enjoy, things that make you take the time to acknowledge those moments where on the inside you're smiling. Here's, I'll give you an example. This weekend, I was taking care of my neighbor's cat. Oh my God, I don't believe it, man. I was taking care of my neighbor's cat and this fucking thing shitted on the couch, literally dropped a deuce on the couch, cleaned it up and whatever, man. But I remember when I was, the first time I cleaned it up, I was telling, yo, this is the last time I'm taking care of this cat. But I forgot about it. It's okay. There was a moment where I sat on the couch, minding my own business, watching TV, and a cat just, this motherfucker's fat. He jumps on the cat, she jumps on the on the couch next to me. And I was a little nervous because I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with this thing? You know? And it's like, meow. And then it headbutts my hand, and I'm like, oh, you want some pets? So I started petting it, and it was like feeling good and like that, right? And then there was a part where it just like lied down and like snuggled towards against my leg. I don't know. At first I was like, you know, because I'm a thug. I'm like, man, fuck a cat. I don't give a fuck about no cat. You know, I'm petting it, whatever. But there was something about like this connection with this fucking animal that I don't know, can't even speak English or French or whatever, or any language that I can speak. There was something about that moment that just made me smile inside. In the moment I didn't recognize, when I left, there was something about, maybe because I'm not in touch with my emotions, but when I left, I remember thinking, that was pleasant. I mean, this cat, man. Like, I completely forgot this cat dropped a deuce on the couch and had made me fucking clean it up. Sometimes I think, yes, I think all animals, our pets are racist. Could have sworn it was, I told this to my neighbor, said, nah, it's all normal, man. You're part of the club now. That's how they get you. They do all this sweet thing, you know, next thing you know, you're their bitch. Anyways, yeah, so, yeah, my neighbor's cat. Two, on the last podcast, I talked about how I've listened to Game of Thrones Redux podcast. It's also known as I finished season one. Season one was like a remix, a redone of season 8. And I'm like, good job, folks. Good job. Season 2, which I don't think it's over. It's fully complete, but it's about a remix of Robert's Rebellion. And it's amazing. It's fucking amazing. Yeah, I think I talked about it before, but whatever, man. Just to you new listeners, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I really enjoyed re-listening to this podcast. It's a bunch of voice actors and all that shit. It's beautiful, man. Links are in the show notes. You can check it out yourself on the Robert's Rebellion. Let me put the word podcast in there. And I've been really enjoying that podcast. That's Smelling the Roses. I was on Friday, I was minding my own business like I usually do. I'm at work. I was working, you know, and then scrolling on YouTube, and it announces that, hey, Le Connaisseur Ticasso released a new album. And I was in the mood to listen to something. I'm like, you know what? I like that guy, right? And then hit play. So he released a new album called Rap Life. Now, for all you Americans listening to this, all you Anglophones listening to this podcast, who are unaware of Connaisseur Ticasso, he's a rapper from Montreal, and he's been doing it for a while. And what makes him amazing is the fact that he's fucking amazing. Like, he's not like a household name, but he's well known in the French Canadian rap scene. It's amazing. Like, I like that kind of success. I'm fascinated by that kind of success. He's not a big, I'm sure he would like to be a Jay-Z, whatever, right? He's not a big name, but he's known in his circle. If you rap in French, like, he's the person. Look, I can't take you seriously as a French Canadian rapper and you don't know his name. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Anyways, he's been at it for a while, and he released his new album, 17 tracks, and it was probably one that I skipped. I'm not saying it did, but it just didn't hook me. Sometimes there's just songs that I need to re-listen, right? But it was a well-done project. I don't know how rappers these days make money, but it was a well-made project, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it, man. Shout out to Le Connaisseur. I wish him I wish him upteen success. Stay away from them drugs. he raps a lot about that street. He raps a lot about that street. Like, listening to his music reminds me of when I was younger, hanging out with my cousin, who allegedly was about that life, and hearing him tell his stories about, yeah, man, oh, me and the homies last week had to. It's exactly what Jay-Z does for Brooklyn, but he does it for Montreal. Yeah, you represent. And the last flower right before I recorded on this podcast is I was again scrolling on Instagram, and my homegirl King Kimbit, poet, singer, musician, executive, all kinds of things. Like, and she's a big name in the local Ottawa scene. Sometimes you got to take the small things for granted. She's well known in the local scene. And I guess someone who attended one of her shows uploaded a video of her, one, reciting a poem by, it's called Another Heartbeat, a poem by Marcellus Williams. And it hit, man. And then after she sang her song, Fuck 12, for real, Fuck 12, she sings it way better than this. Anyways, yeah. It was just that moment of watching her. I'm really grateful for her music, for knowing her and all that, but in that particular moment, how she took the time in her show to acknowledge Marcellus Williams. To me, that's doing shit that matters. Yeah. Anyways. Smelling the Roses, man. So four opportunities. I mean, there's more times, but these are the ones that I'm now. There's been more times I spelt the roses this past few days, but these are the ones that I wanted to acknowledge. With that said, this concludes Using Random Thoughts. Okay, let's wrap this up. Oh, not done. So we can jump to, let's wrap this up so we can jump to the third act, which is Final Thoughts. All right. Okay, let's go. I want to get high, so high. I want to get high legally. So high. All right, okay, let's start with what's up with the title. You know what I just remembered on the last episode? I forgot to explain the title. But if you click on the show notes, you'll know shit. What's the title of last episode? The last episode, it was 12 for real. Now the song is stuck in my head. So I asked myself, who am I? Yes, I got that track from a Big Daddy Kane song, if it wasn't so obvious, but you know, it's in the link, right? From a Big Daddy, from a song by Big Daddy Kane. Yeah. All right. Oops, that's not what I want to do. Okay. All right, so, but for today's episode, Live and Die. This title came from the song by Jay-Z, No Hook, from his album, American Gangster. It's actually, it's the American Gangster soundtrack. Great album, by the way, in my opinion. Great album. It's like, it's pretty much the musical version of the movie. Actually, the soundtrack, in my opinion, was way better than the movie. No disrespect to Denzel Washington, but and what's the white boy's name? Russell Crowe. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So No Hook. Now, this is a tradition. Now, I explained to you where the title came from. It's a verse from the song No Hook, and I explain why. This week, and I say this week between now and the last episode, today's title was inspired after a conversation with a coworker who announced, or I found out, was leaving our team, was leaving our department, our group, right? Coworker who's leaving, right? Now, it's impactful because if I'm talking about it, so it's impactful. And I won't lie, my first instincts after reading the story, after reading the email about so-and-so, blah, 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 has moved on to greater opportunities. Their last day is going to be whatever, right? And it hurt. My feelings were hurt at the beginning. I was slowly turning into those people who are like, man, fuck a job. Your ass belongs to us. So, but I remember my first instinct was to take it personally. Like this motherfucker said, hey, I'm leaving this job because I don't want to work with you. Be black. I'm weird like that. Anyways, whatever, right? That was my first instinct. I mean, there was a brief moment. I wouldn't tell him that, but I'm just saying this is, again, I share my feelings. I talk about my feelings, right? But there was like a brief moment where my feelings were hurt. And I know I was being ridiculous. I was being silly. And but I didn't acknowledge the news. I just took some time and stayed in my hurt feelings. I'm like, why would he leave? What the fuck? What's wrong with this person? Why? What the fuck, man? I thought we had a family. And, I mean, look who's talking, right? Mister, they're not your friends. And I'm like, I thought we were boys, whatever, right? So I called him up, you know, doing the adult thing, called him up just to say, why the fuck you leaving? And tell him, how much are they paying you? We'll pay you more in pizzas. No. No, I called him. It was the next day after I had time to process everything. Oh, because I was dealing with another, whatever. Called them the next day. We had I think the other thing that makes it different is how most of my colleagues, we interact via laptop. Like every once in a while, like even when we're in the office, most of us don't go to the same location. But this person in particular, I only interact with them via MS Teams. I've seen him once in flesh and bones in once in my life. So I think that's what kind of made it weird that, because usually when someone leaves, you get a heads up about it. It's like, oh, okay, whatever, you know, whatever. You get prepared, but it just, bang, just hit me. Anyway, so I called him up, you know, because I was curious. I was like, hey, where you heading? You know, first letting you know that you'll be missed, whatever. We're losing our star player. Like, you know, I was tempted to say, you can't leave us because this is, It's not just that. I mean, it's going to be a loss because this was a talented individual. This person has gotten me out of a few binds. Like, you know, when you got like I compare him to a star player. I nearly told him because I didn't tell him that because I didn't want to gas his head up and I don't want him to think, you know. that was coming on to him, but it was but I was gonna compare it to were like the Oilers losing Gretzky. Yeah, a lot of you kids have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. That was a very old reference, right? Jordan losing. Oh my God, the I nearly said the Celtics. The Bulls losing Jordan. You know what I mean? Like, he was a star player. So I called him and said, ah, looks like we're losing a star player. And he's like, he's the humble type. Ah, come on, man. There's a lot of people talented on my office in our building. I was like, motherfucker, take the goddamn compliment. But what I'm acknowledging is he was a talented individual. He's like that coworker. Like, he's Mr. I got a problem. He can help you figure out a solution. Technical, in a technical sense, right? So that's what. So he's there's been a lot of times where he's got me out of bind, so I acknowledge that, and then I asked about where he's going, and then I said, why are you leaving? What made you leave? You know, I'm expecting him to say, because I can't stand him, her, and fuck you. Exactly. I was going to treat it like it was one of those, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out. If you haven't heard that quote, yeah, I mean, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast. All right, Half-Baked, quote from Half-Baked. Sure, it wasn't a popular movie, but it was a cult classic. All the focus be, right. So I'm expecting it was a fuck you situation. You know what this homeboy tells me? He says, dude, I just wanted to try something new. And it's funny how the conversation started out as hurt feelings, and it ended as a reminder of something I've always known, and it turned into an inspirational phone call. Essentially, he was just saying he's the type of human being who I don't like getting too comfortable. Basically, that's what I got away. The takeaway I got from this conversation is I don't like living in my comfort zone. I need to try new things. You know, it might work out, it might not work out, but it's essentially the reason for him to leave was simply him fearing the comfort zone, not wanting to stay comfortable in the comfort zone. And to me, and I was like, oh shit, people do that. That's right. I remember in that brief conversation I had with this gentleman. Sorry, I'm so annoyed. There's like a stain on my shirt and anyways, whatever. I'm trying to clean it up. Yeah. I had forgotten about the comfort zone. See, I'm Generation X. And before us was Boomers. And some of us Generation X, we inherited this mentality of you get a job, fuck it, you're there for life. Like, you just get that retirement money. You're there till they either fire you, you're retired. You go retirement or you quit. But for the most part, you put up with this shit like it's a bad marriage, right? You put up with this job. You just bitch about it, even though you need the job. But every day you're bitching about me. Fuck Mondays. Me fuck this job and fuck them all. And then you show up the job. Yes, sir. Uh huh. Yeah. And then tap dance and tap dance on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday. Thank God. And then, you know, and then on Monday, we gonna do it again. Tap dance. But I remember him saying that. So I wished him the best, hung up, right? But it sent me down memory lane about when I used to know these things about the comfort zone. And it just had me thinking of how the fuck did I forget this shit? How do I not know this? Not know this. How did I? You're talking to a person who used to be knee deep in self-help books. And I thought there was a time where I thought I was going to be a motivational speaker. And I was going to be that guy who's going to, like I said, yeah, I started the episode with three quotes that I read. First one was, the devil want me as is, but God, he want more. Second one was, because sometimes you just feel tired. I'm going to get back to that. And the last one is, I would have been that guy who would preach to you about life begins outside of our comfort zone. You got to get the fuck out of your comfort zone. Yes, I was that guy. I was like Mr. Always positive thinking and all that shit and faith in God, all that. You know, God wants you to step out of your comfort zone while staying the fuck in my comfort zone. It's a scary place outside. Here's what happened. I went from knowing I needed to get to step out of my comfort zone. Then life happened. Life happened. And next thing you know, I ain't trying to hear shit about stepping out of my comfort zone. There's a reason why I stuck to the line by Eminem. He goes, because sometimes you just feel tired. I'll tell you what, I'll read the rest of it, the rest of the line, okay? Because sometimes you just feel tired. And then he says, he follows up at the beginning of Till I Collapse. He goes, sometimes you just feel tired, feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up. But you got to search within you, try to find that inner strength and pull that shit out of you. And get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter. No matter how bad, you just want to fall flat on your face and collapse. So those are words, ladies and gentlemen. I think I had reached a point where I've talked before about how I'm not sure if I was suicidal, but I do remember reaching a point in my life where death felt like an ideal solution. Like if my heart would just stop beating, all my problems would go away and a whole bunch of things. But I remember reaching that point. So I went from thinking like that. Again, don't know if I was suicidal, but I know, like I said, I was at that point. But I remember reaching a point where I was looking at this suicidal thinking and realizing. It took me a while to reach that conclusion, but it took me a while to realize that really what was going on, I was just tired. I was life, everything about life. I was tired of fake friends. I was tired of shallow relationship. I was tired of a shallow living. I was tired of, add the fact that I'm sensitive. I was tired of being surrounded by people who are just, get over it. It's just a fucking genocide. It's just people starving and outside of the world. It's just another black guy who died. It's just another innocent black. You know, I was just so fucking tired of surrounded by people who are like, whatever. Just brush it off. Walk it off, man. It's just slavery. What the fuck? It's just the word nigger. You know what I mean? Surrounded by people who are like, it's just a denial of women's rights. What the fuck? I was just tired of it all. So I had reached a point where the concept of getting out of your comfort zone did not feel like a good idea. Now, I am not saying I am there now. I am not saying I'm the guy who's ready to preach to you about getting out of your comfort zone. But I am saying that I can relate to being Mr. Whew, all right. Like I'm sitting on my chair. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This shit is comfortable. Hold on. Let me adjust the height. Okay. All right. Like. You should see me during the, my favorite period of time during winter. It's when it's fucking snowing like crazy and it's blazing and I'm indoor and I have a convenient excuse to not go out. Oh, I was supposed to go. All right. Your mom's funeral was today. Can't go. I don't have any snow tires. I do, but come on. The weatherman said it's kind of risky out there. I ain't going out there. Basically, that's what the part I love about winter is having a good excuse to be able to stay home and say, fuck the world. Leave me alone. I'm saying that's what it was being in my, oh, fuck, I forgot the time. In that time, I enjoyed being in this comfort zone. That conversation with this gentleman was a reminder. I'm like, he's got a point. The other reason, I'm still not at the point of, hey, where I can preach you about comfort zone, but I do know that initial feeling, that initial hurt feeling of him leaving was less about him leaving, but was more about me saying, hey, what the fuck? what the fuck are you doing with your life? It was less about, I was, those hurt feelings made me realize that I was slowly, at this rate, if I stay comfortable where I am, I'm going to turn to those people who are like, can't be happy for other people's success. Who like, I could have been that dude who's like, hey, why are you leaving? Or guilt them. It's like, man, you ain't shit. After everything we did for you, remember that time when you helped me out and I gave you all those praises? Well, I'm taking it back. I forget the name of the preacher who said this, but that's the choices in life. That's the choice you have when you get older in life. It's like you either get bitter or you get better. Bitter or better. I'm trying to stick to getting better. It's hard. But I would rather, I feel like Jon Snow saying, I'd rather hang out, I'd rather fight for the living. It's like I'm trying to rationalize not being bitter. Anyways, I think that's all I'm trying to say is, I forgot that I had some notes here, right? Trying to get bitter or better. It also set me thinking of, I just realized, because again, I was reflecting on how the fuck did I forget? Why wasn't it my first instinct that, oh, of course he's leaving. Oh, you know another reason why he's leaving that I enjoyed? Is because out of the many reasons, not Comfort Zone, but another reason too is the place where he's moving to are cool about remote work. And it reinforces the idea that all these employers who are like forcing people to get back into the office or I need you to show up to the office. That's not a good way to retain talented employee, but whatever. Gonna learn the hard way. Y'all gonna learn today. Anyways, I found myself also reflecting on the theme of getting out of your comfort zone. I found myself thinking about song specifically, because like I said, when I realized the theme was gonna be like a comfort zone, then I found myself wondering, I wonder if there's a rap song I can associate with the theme of comfort zone. And I was talking to a homegirl about it. She's also a rap connoisseur. And she was like, the question I was asking, and you could try to answer, is find a rap song that talks about getting out of your comfort zone or inspires you to get out of your comfort zone. Now, there might not be, there's probably a lot of songs you listen to that makes you want to get out of your comfort zone. I remember a friend of mine talking about how he likes, These Niggas Can't Hold Me Back, These Niggas Can't Hold Me Back by, Ross, Jesus Christ. What's the name of that? Really? Rosé! Jesus Christ, B. How are you? Rick Ross. Okay. It's probably why I need to get an assistant. Or maybe I should get ChatGPT because I keep forgetting names the way I am. All right, Rick Ross. These niggas can't hold me back. Anyways. So for me is three songs came to mind. Four songs, sorry. Dreams and Nightmare by Meek Mill. And it's less the content, but more it's got that, there's something about the beat. I used to dreams about, pray for times like this, for rhymes like, oh my God. I used to, you know what I mean? Dreams and Nightmare by Meek Mill. Okay, you make me look. But I like the idea that part of the reason of getting out of your comfort zone is, yes, the outcome will either be a dream or a nightmare. Dreams and Nightmare. I hate fucking up rap verses. He goes, is that what you've been waiting for? I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this. Anyway, dope ass track. Till I Collapse by Eminem. But the part that gets me the most is the beginning, where he's preaching to you about, sometimes you just get tired. Walk Alone by The Roots, which is why I quoted it earlier. And No Hook by Jay-Z. Now, No Hook necessarily ain't a I wouldn't say it's a track about getting out of your comfort zone, but the notion that one verse when he says, I'ma live and die with the decisions that I'ma pick. I'ma live and die with the decision I'ma pick. I can't explain it. I just know. Yeah. Live and die. Life to me started to make more sense, or things started to fall better into place when I stopped taking for granted the idea that death is inevitable. One day you're going to die. One day you're not going to give a fuck about the people who told you not to do it, the people who didn't think you would make it, the people who thought, hey, you know, maybe you should, you know, what's that line by Kanye goes, on Judgment Day, you're going to blame me. When I started to think about life and death, it became the thought, those two together, it became the reason to get out of my comfort zone. Now that I think about it, it's like the art of not giving a fuck. It's part of my art of not giving a fuck. Focusing on the fact that this shit is going to end. One day you're going to be dust. One day this fucking, I'm looking at my studio and I need to work on my will, but you know, it's just going to be stuff in this dead man's apartment. The person throwing it away or putting it on eBay, whatever, won't have the same attachment to this stuff. It's a reminder that this life is bullshit. It's by focusing on death, I find myself focusing more on what matters. When we think about life, when you think about life. And I guess not staying in the comfort zone is one of them. Again, no solution, just thinking out loud. If you can connect to what I'm saying, holla if you hear me. And as always, this concludes today's episode. When I said holla if you hear me, you could just go to the website, shutuppodcast.com. ShutUpPodcast.com, or you can email me at ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com. Did I say that? This concludes today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. And all that good stuff, man. Treat yourself nice. Take care of yourself. Be good to each other. Holler if you hear me. And as always, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.